Well, welcome back to the Lacaparra Valley Culture Show, and as we've done the last two or three weeks because of what's going on here with no spring sports, we've been interviewing some alumni. Paul started that out last week or a couple weeks ago, and this is Dick Newman, and Paul and I will do a double duty here on Wyatt Halverson. We got him in the studio this morning, and welcome to the Culture Show, Wyatt.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I should say we're practicing social distancing, too. We're, we're far enough apart, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Got to be safe.
Well, of course, you graduated in 2019, and now you're going to college. And where is that?
Minnesota State, Fergus Falls, about 2 hours north of here.
Okay. It's kind of a popular place for kids to go.
Who's gone there before? Any Lacaparra kids before that?
The only ones I know are Joel Voorhees, to be honest with you, or Chris Lund, and then a couple. It's really all I know.
Okay. Brandon Hill.
Oh, yeah. Stupid. Sorry, Bill.
That's fine. And way back when, the Schliemann boys went there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they were on that championship basketball team. And then I know one went on to play college baseball at St. Cloud State. Jim did. Jim Jr. did.
I remember that, yeah.
And I believe Ricky is still playing amateur ball at his age, doing DH duty now.
Okay. So, yeah. Maybe we'll get them on.
Well,
sometime.
Never know. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, we're always looking for some people now until high school sports crank up again, and we don't know at this point.
Yeah, so. We don't know right now. So,
what's it like at Fergus Falls for you?
It's a really nice campus. I like it a lot. My roommates are good. They don't steal my food, so that's always good. But the team has a lot of chemistry. It's basically like a brotherhood. I love the camaraderie. The coaches are all really good.
Who are the coaches, Wyatt?
Our head coach is Cody Hughes. He's originally from Georgia. And then we have three assistants. One is Brandon Hill, as I failed to mention earlier. And then we have Zach Schroeder and Mike Butane. They're from the Fargo area.
Oh, okay. So Brandon's an assistant coach. I didn't know that.
When he can make it.
Oh, when he can make it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Well, of course, you did some indoor practicing and things like that, and I think you started your season out, as far as games are concerned, at the U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yes, our first two games were at U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play on March 1st, and we played at midnight and 2:30 a.m. in the morning. So,
no way.
Yeah. A lot of guys were snoozing on the way back to Fergus after the games.
Well, that's to be a thrill, though, to play in U.S. Bank Stadium. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was amazing. Right when you walk in through the gates, you just look up and you just, holy crap, you know, all the guys that have played here, all the amazing athletes, and here I am in the middle of it. It's really eye-opening.
So how do they make it into a baseball field? I guess I've never seen it before.
Basically just turn the baseball diamond sideways so they have enough room. Then they put up little plastic fences in the...
So where's home plate at on the football field?
It's right to the left of one of the goal posts. It doesn't really matter, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But. Yeah.
Okay.
And then our dugouts were actually made out of shipping containers.
What?
The dugouts are made out of shipping containers like you put on a... huge ship, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Standing room only for the fans.
Yeah,
sellout crowd. A little echo chamber going on there.
No.
Okay.
So how'd you do in your games? How did you personally do, or how did your team do, and how did you do in those games? Who did you play?
Well, we played Anoka Ramsey Tech, and then we won both games. First game we won 9-5, I believe, and the second one was a little closer. It was. Around 5-2 or 3, I believe. I don't exactly remember.
Did you get into play?
No, not in that one, unfortunately.
Okay.
In talking to Bart Hill and Brandon and yourself a little bit, you have a very good optimistic team this year. Pitching strength is good and seem to be able to hit the ball.
Yes, our pitching rotation was full of studs this year, and as our lineup was, too. We had a lot of position players that really didn't pitch, but they could really hit the ball if it got to them. And I we were very optimistic about our season, and we feel we had a really good shot to go deep in the playoffs this year, even make it to Nationals.
Well, and like Haley Wolschlager and Evan Benson up at Morris, they made a spring trip too a little bit and got a couple games in, but you did a lot better as far as getting games in down in Florida.
Yes, we flew down to Florida, right after we got done with our games at US Bank a couple days later. So we were down there a lot earlier than most of the other colleges around our area, and we actually did get our 10 games in down there.
Played 10 games.
Wow.
So, and how did you do there?
We, in our 10 games, we went 3-7, I believe, but we played up to a lot of better competition. We played D2 and D1 schools.
Oh, wow.
So from all over the country, from Michigan, from Brooklyn, from Arizona, we played a lot of good competition and a lot of maybe future MLB players, we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, where do you play those in the same spot, though? Same field all the time or all around?
Nope, there's many different complexes in Florida, actually. And one day we got to play at ESPN's Wide World of Sports Stadium at Disney World.
Yeah,
I don't remember which one
Disney
it is.
World, yeah.
I never remember that either.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you did get some action then.
Yep. My role that game was courtesy runner for our catchers. So I did score a run. That was good.
All right.
But you also got some action in the 10 games down there on the mound.
Yep. I started one game while down in Florida, and that went well. I got 7 inning ins and got a win.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Is that where you played, 7 innings or a time limit?
It was what? Whenever we played doubleheaders, they were two seven-inning games. But if we just played one game, it was a 9-inning game. And the one I pitched in was a 9.
Oh, so you threw the first 7 innings, and then what do they keep a pitch count on you and stuff like that, like
nope.
In high school?
Nope, no pitch count. Okay. The coaches keep a pitch count, but there is no guidelines about it.
So if you're in Florida, did you get some beach time too then?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm not really one for the beach life. If you put me on a beach, I'll look like a stop sign 45 minutes later.
All right.
Fair.
Oh, you had some downtime, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay.
Most of our games were in the morning, so in the afternoon, we usually just went back to the condo or went to the community pool afterwards, and then on our day off, so you go down and do a nice fancy restaurant with your parents if they were down there or anything like that.
Well, I'm with you, Wyatt. I'm not a beach guy either, so.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us.
If I was on a beach, it'd be like a beached whale.
Okay. So you got those games in, and you came back, and you were raring to go. I remember in high school, your junior year, you were able to go up to Fergus Falls and play a high school game up there when the fields weren't ready around here. And then you went down to Augustana and played some more. And then Brian Clark and his crew came out and got with the tractors and got the field ready in Madison. You were the first team to play at home in the whole area here. But I'm sure you were optimistic to get back home and start playing some games there, and then all this happened.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. The whole team was excited, you know, based on our performance we had, and we were really raring, ready to go, because we had a lot of potential in our team, but then, you know, this whole virus came down on us and kind of snatched our season away from us.
What were your thoughts when you heard that your season was canceled, or your team's thoughts?
There might have been a few choice words thrown at the wall, I'm not going to lie, but...
That's right.
You know, everybody on the team, you know, just kind of came together, got through it together, coped together, and it was nice, but sad, but good thing we all came together at a time of need.
Yep.
Well, we are doing this on a tape recording, so it'll be played on Saturday or some Saturday on the Coach's Show, but just today they announced that spring sports for college athletes can the seniors have another year of eligibility. You would have another year of eligibility and so on.
Oh, okay.
So not for winter sports, but for spring sports. Right. And I would assume that would carry on down to the community college level as well.
Yep.
So
have you heard anything about that yet?
Yes. I actually knew we would get next year eligibility after we got back from Florida, after our season officially canceled.
Oh, you did.
So I've known it for a while. Oh, okay. But that was junior college. I'm not sure about the high-level NCAA, as they mentioned yesterday.
Yep.
I saw that.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Wyatt Halverson, a former Lac Brau Valley graduate and athlete. Why did you pick Fergus Falls, Wyatt?
Well, I went up to the school, did a tour of the campus, and I really liked the campus. It still had that small town feeling, which I was really looking for. And then obviously they gave me the chance to play baseball. And I knew Brandon Hill, one of the assistant coaches, and he really drug me in under his wing, and that I really brought home to me. And I really felt like I belonged there.
Yep, good.
Well, at this point,
you better brag up Brandon after you forgot him.
Yeah.
At this point in the season, it really looks unlikely that you're going to have any more. But hopefully you can play some summer ball.
Hopefully, yes. I am really looking forward to summer ball or Legion ball or town team. Hopefully that doesn't get canceled as well, or else we really might have some problems here in the future. But
What are you doing in the meantime for conditioning or anything? Do you run around the section like you always do? Or?
Well, maybe a little bit, yeah. Or else I'm just, you know, doing some workouts on my own in my room and just trying to find ways to stay fit.
Play catch with your future brother-in-law?
Yeah, a little bit. He's busy with work, but then me and Evan Benson go down to the baseball field every now and then and play catch and take BP in that cage.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, but before we end here, Wyatt, talk about your high school career at Lockbrow Valley. What sports did you play, and maybe a memorable moment for you? I'm going to let you brag a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not one to brag, but while I was at Lockbrow, I played football and baseball, and both. I put my heart into both sports. I love the camaraderie that I had. I'm still friends with the guys I played with then, and one of my favorite moments, I'd have to say, kind of put the stake in the Dawson on this one, but the grand slam versus Dawson in the seventh inning to win the game. That was a good one.
What grade were you in on that?
I was a junior, I believe.
Okay, was that playing high school all then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that was...
Where was that at? Down in Madison or in Dawson?
No, I was in Dawson.
Oh, that's a good poke then. That's a big fence out there.
So,
give us the details. On the bottom of the seventh, Lockbrow's down what?
It was the
top of the seventh.
By three, I believe. And I was down 0-2, and I was pretty mad at myself, not going to lie. I thought I was going to get the goat punishment for this one, you know.
Yeah.
But then I just saw a fastball. I just swung, and lo and behold, it went over the fence.
For a grand slam.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Wind aided, might as well. Maybe a little bit, too. Yeah.
Any other highlights? Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course, your senior year, too, in the playoffs. That had to be. Paul did the game with Kurt Baldwin, and I was driving down to Texas to see our grandkids and our daughter and that. And I was just outside of Wichita when the final out of the game. To go to the championship game, you had to beat KMS twice. And I know when that final out was made, I started honking my horn and turning on and off my headlights and that, and the people around me were wondering what were going on. They threw a couple hand things at me because they thought I was honking at them. But that was so exciting.
It was.
Now, is this against KMS?
Yes, it was against KMS,
and you had to beat them twice?
Yes, as Mr. Newman said, we had to beat them twice to go to the state tournament, and I pitched the first game against Al Call, who actually just committed to play baseball at Arizona. Congratulations to him, he's a great ball player.
Yeah. Okay.
When I knew it would have to take my best effort to get us into that second game, and I tried to deliver the best I could, and we ended up getting the W, we beat them 2-1, and thanks to Ian Allpress give us that two-run single that gave two runs in.
Yep. Awesome. That was a great memory, wasn't it?
Yeah. Still think about it every time I pick up a baseball.
Yeah. Those are lasting memories, and thank goodness you have a few of those.
Yep.
And I know I have some kids behind the wheel, like I had you and your sister and that, and we talk sports all the time, but I know... In talking to a couple younger pitchers, I said, why don't you throw hard like Wyatt Halverson did? And they say, well, he always grunts. And I said, well, that means that he's getting his whole body into it. Why don't you grunt when you pitch, too? So, yeah.
Yeah, you come from an athletic family, Jordan, your sister. And, didn't your dad play college football?
Yeah, he played college football, too, as well, yeah.
So did he still talk about that then, or?
No, not really. He kind of left that in the past.
Okay. Yeah, he was a great high school athlete, too, at Madison. Yep. So, Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about what's going on in Wyatt Halverson's life, and best of luck next year. I hope we get through all this, and you do have another year of eligibility, and school is going good.
Online school is going great, yeah.
Okay. Well, that completes Wyatt's interview, and we'll take this break and have more of the Saturday Morning Culture Show after this. Nice.